fun thing is, literally none of these people have any idea what the show is. and they've somehow, against all reason, walked into the 400th episode. Yeah. Yeah. So clearly we're doing well.
Look how excited they are.
I know. They are up on their feet.
Get down. That's dangerous.
Oh, that's not safe.
24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
This is the Stab Show, now having officially overstayed our welcome. Now, let's introduce tonight's panel. Our first panelist believes in the power of scrubbing bubbles and literally nothing else. She's a member of One Full Improv and Scene Kids. It's Carissa Edwards. And our second panelist once told a sunset to dial it the fuck back. She's one of the most favorite Stab Show favorites. It's Jacqueline Wyan. And I'm your host, Jesse Jones, and I don't look an episode over 250. Welcome for the 400th time to Stab. And hey, if you want to hear the show every weekend in your car, while that's a very specific want, you can just by tuning into KUTZ 103.1 FM or KUTZFM.org Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Now let's meet tonight's panel. Carissa, hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, good to see you. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday weekend.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you. Get a birthday and a 400th show. What more could a kid want? Some sleep? Yeah. Well, Carissa, your first full episode of the program. You've joined us for some holiday get-together specials where you only had to write one prompt. Because we had like 25 people on the show.
I think it was literally one time, and I made Man Bat instead of Batman. Oh. So I am very creative and prepared.
So that was clearly enough for me to call you in for a full episode.
Yes.
I saw what she did there. Let's bring her in. Let's get 3-season commitment. Well, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I worked today.
Yeah.
Like I do every week, and it was long, but now it's my weekend, so I'm happy about that.
Okay. You do some improv around here?
I do. Yeah. I do One Fall, and I do Scene Kids sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Most of the time.
Yeah, and you've helped co-host the Duels on Sundays.
Yes, Duel, and probably Arena.
Yes, hopefully.
So
we need to start talking about that. But good to have you.
Thank you.
Looking
good to be here.
Looking forward to seeing what we've got in a full episode. So, thank you. Thank you for being here. Hey, Jacqueline, let's get you in the middle of the sip. Oh, sorry. Hey there.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. what have you been up to?
Just finished a 6-week improv class.
Oh, that's right.
2 weeks ago.
That's true.
It was fun.
You did do that. Was it?
Yeah, I had fun. I love not being the worst at something.
Well, yeah, you were not. You were certainly not.
Who was it? Who was the worst?
Oh, I can't remember already. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I remember him now. Yes, Jacqueline mentions, because I teach improv around here too, guys, if you want to do some of that. You can. Just not right now. We just started the new class. But soon.
Cool.
Well, been doing anything else comedy related?
Not really. Oh, I'm on Warm Takes in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Is that when that is? In 2 weeks, I'm on Warm Takes. It's Friday at 9 p.m. Saturday? Yeah.
First Friday.
Friday.
First Friday,
9 p.m. It's an improvised stand-up show hosted by my husband, Corey Behringer.
Yeah.
I am on there because of nepotism, of course.
Yeah. And I roped Corey into a show tomorrow as well.
I heard.
Actually. So that should be fun. He gets to show off some of his improv chops tomorrow. It's segment one. It's reorganization. It's how we start all of them. You think we wouldn't start this one like that, too? Welcome to the 400th episode of the show called Stab. By any measure, 400 is a lot. So we're not going to not recognize it. I mean, every couple years, we get a chance to celebrate us. So gosh darn it, we's a gonna. And so, in celebration of the 400th episode of the Stab Show, we are going to go with the acronym FHE. 400th episode. Does that actually already exist as an acronym for 400th episode? Probably not. But I feel like we've worked hard enough over the last 11 plus years that we can make our own rules at this point. So let's luxuriate in our fee-ness. I shouldn't say it like that. and while we all know deep down in our hearts what FHE really stands for, at least try to forget that and give me who or what else FHE might stand for or represent to you. Carissa, let's hear your FHE.
Perfect. FHE, now for just $11.99 a month or $150 a year, you can access the newest streaming service, FHE. Did you grow up in the late 80s, early 90s? Is your favorite quote, "How rude, or you got it, dude"?
Oh, shit.
Maybe you had a crush on John Stamos. Maybe you wished Bob Saget was your dad. You can relive all of that and more with Full House Everywhere. Streaming Full House 24/7. $11.99 a month. And we even have specials, other shows and movies with Full House randomly spliced in, just clips randomly in there.
Oh.
Full House Everywhere. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll say it. That's too much.
Maybe.
Who am I to deny someone their deepest pleasures?
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I have to say about that? Cut it out.
No. No to all of this. The thing, too, though, is there's probably a 24-hour streaming Full House channel on Pluto. I would put money on it.
There probably is. And now you can get that just...
Just
direct.
For $12 a month?
Is there $12 more than Pluto?
$11.99!
Oh, sorry. Price points are important. thank you, Carissa. That was terrible. The idea of it. Not your presentation. That was wonderful. I was never into Full House, personally.
You know?
A question. Does Fuller House also come with that?
No.
Okay.
No, fuck right. Fuller House.
That's the premium plan.
I don't know. I've never watched it. It could be
no,
fine.
No, you didn't?
No.
You have this strong feeling about a 24-hour Full House network, and you've never watched Fuller House?
Do I need to?
No. You've got to leave some mystery in your life, I guess.
Exactly. I think it's fine.
All right. Well, thank you, Carissa. Well done. Quality work. I mean, it's no man bat. What am I doing?
Stalling?
Yeah, we're stretching this episode. Good stuff, Carissa. Jacqueline, hey, what do you have in way of an FHE, then?
Welcome to Roberta's Health Spa. I'm Roberta, no relation. Have you had a chance to review our many services and packages? We offer a wide range of treatments. Do you like being pampered? Well, how pampered? Well, I only ask because we have different tiers of intensity. I don't want to steer you towards something you're not ready for, that's all. Well, like, look, tier one, light massage, hydrofacial. Medium tier is, like, microneedling, dermal fillers. But, like, if you really like being pampered, we have some pretty cutting-edge stuff here at Roberta's Health Spa. We started offering this thing from Europe called FHE. I don't know, just Europe. I'm telling you, people go in there, they come out 3 pounds lighter, feeling like a new person, reborn, baptized from the inside out, if you catch my drift. No. Oh, you don't catch my drift. You ever hear of a colonic? Okay, forget everything you know about colonics and sign this waiver. I'm not just a receptionist here. I'm also a customer. One fire hose enema, please. Put it on my tab.
Fire hose.
Oh, no. No, got it. I mean, who's to say? I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. That's gonna.
How many of those are you going to purchase?
Yeah, how many can you put me down for today?
We have a punch card.
Oh, well. Now you're speaking my language. Thank you. I'm sorry. Both of those were fantastic. Let's get to segment two. It's greeting cards. They were. But seriously, the idea of a fire hose enema. segment two is greeting cards. Every holiday, remembrance, celebration, or commiseration has something in common. An expression of feeling via a colorful folded piece of cardstock. The humble greeting card. It can say so much that we ourselves refuse to. And so in greeting cards, you're asked to compose one card each for each of the following events, occurrences, or situations. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, three times around. Starting with, was that not clear?
No.
Okay.
I think it was okay.
Okay, just making sure. You had the look of, oh, I only wrote one. All right. Carissa, let's hear your first greeting card. Your happy affair with your administrative assistance day card.
I wish I had time to make visual aids.
Oh, that's all right.
So the front of the card, congrats, you suck. You open it up. You're cheating on your partner and putting your employee in a perilous position. Good job being an asshole. Yeah. And then on the back it just says, P.S. I've emailed your wife.
Oh, good.
Happy affair with your administrative assistant day.
Yeah.
I didn't have feelings about this one.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Ours are along similar lines. I think there's only so many places you can go.
Well. Jacqueline, then, let's hear how similar your happy affair with your administrative assistant's day card was.
The front says, to a scrumptious young professional from your favorite immediate supervisor. And the inside is a photo of two turtles having sex, and one of them is saying, don't tell my wife or I'll fire you.
Yeah. See, it softens the blow. When it's coming from a turtle. It's just, oh, that's adorable. Oh, but I really shouldn't. Thank you. Second time around.
Yes.
Carissa, what have you in a congratulations, no one noticed card?
Yeah. So the front says, you did something. And then it's blank inside.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know what you did. No one noticed.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Why would you...
Sorry, I should have stretched it out more.
No. Just why would you complicate things with acknowledgments?
You know, they have those. They have the cards where you write your own message inside.
A blank inside. Yeah. Absolutely. Well done. Don't think that I don't mean it.
Okay.
Am I giving mixed messages? thank you, Carissa. So good. Jacqueline, your congratulations, no one noticed card.
So mine is a little bit different.
Okay, good.
So the front is JoJo Siwa from like 6 or 8 years ago, and it says, to one cool granddaughter. And the inside says, I hope we catch the thief who stole my artificial leg. I don't understand. I only saw you that day.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Is that Dance Moms era? Or
no. After Dance Moms, okay. But pre-whatever the fuck this is. Oh,
I'm so glad I have no idea what you're saying. I don't get these references. And
we
I'm
can spend an hour explaining it.
You probably could.
Maybe.
Just charts and graphs, pushpins and yarn, just connecting everything. All right, let's wrap up our trips through some greeting cards. Carissa, let's hear your... Mm-hmm. Condolences on feeling genuinely excited for a moment about a good parking space at the grocery store card.
The front says, my deepest condolences. I'm sorry that you've grown to an age where you celebrate the most mundane things in life. Mm-hmm. I can only hope one day for a real celebration to come around for you, but probably not. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. You'll get there someday. Sorry. We resent your youth. Jacqueline, what have you, in way of a condolences on feeling genuinely excited for a moment about a good parking space at the grocery store card.
The front has what looks like a good parking spot on it. It says, sorry. The inside reveals that there is a small motorcycle in that spot, obscured by the car next to it. There's a cartoon dog on the motorcycle, and he's saying, yeah, sorry you're a loser, and flipping you the bird.
Yeah.
I think the dog makes it good.
It does. Every time the anthropomorphized animal really cushions the blow. Tearing through the program at almost a two-thirds speed. It's segment three. It's campaign trail. Campaigning is an unfortunate byproduct of a democratic system of government. We can't expect people to educate themselves on important matters. We have to throw our politicians in buses and ferry them around to the land to shout at small groups of our neighbors, and then watch those visits on TV and decide whether enough hands were shaken and enough babies kissed to employ this lunatic for 2 to 6 years. And it's with that absolutely insane system in mind that we bring you Campaign Trail, where it's your job to give us a campaign speech meant to convince us that your specific candidate is the best choice for these varying positions, posts, or platforms. Carissa, you are a squatty potty campaigning for more use as a step stool.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Let me read it really slow for you. Jesse.
No, you're fine. Go at your own pace.
My fellow citizens, I, Squatty Potty, am here to truly serve you. I'm bringing you something no other candidate can offer. Versatility.
Yeah.
Imagine only having to purchase one product for any of your simple heightening needs. As a squatty potty, my use is not limited to the bathroom. I can help you. I can help you reach that sugar on the top shelf of the cupboard. I can get you to the frame hanging high up on the wall. And damn it, I can lift you to the router that you put all the way up by the ceiling so you could get a better connection. I am here for you. Now you may think to yourself, well, maybe I only need to buy a step stool. But those step stools are not versatile. You can't use a step stool in the bathroom. They're bulky. They're heavy. They're too tall. It's uncomfortable to try and put your feet up on that to poop, okay? Imagine having to carry that from the kitchen to the bathroom. Embarrassing. Let me provide you with the comfort in any household conundrum. Choose me, Squatty Potty, as your step stool. Thank you.
Oh, powerful. Powerful argument. Somehow, even having written that prompt, I didn't think about the inverse of using step stools the way you use a Squatty Potty.
Yeah, because you wouldn't do it.
No,
because it's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. That's utter nonsense. You've got my vote, Squatty Potty. Anytime I'm... No. Forget I was going to say anything. Jacqueline, how about you quickly wrap up our campaigning?
Oh, you want to be quick?
No. No, take your time. Luxuriate, because this one... Yeah. Jacqueline, let's hear your speech. You are a friendly ghost running for a position haunting a creepy old mansion.
My fellow spooky critters, I know many of us are in the running to become the spiritual presence at the condemned mansion at the top of that very steep hill. Here's why I think it should be me. First, I feel like I buck a lot of the traditional ghost norms. People expect me to be like, "Arr!" But instead, I'm like, "Hey, can I get you anything? Are you hungry?" And that's really refreshing in today's climate. I mean, think about it. You're a group of rambunctious teens trespassing into a haunted mansion as a dare. The last thing you want is to feel unwelcome. I say, all right, thanks for swinging by. Now it's really a party. Hey, who brought the ganja? I think people like to hear that. I heard somebody say it on TV and the whole audience laughed. So vote for me. I'll turn your eek into a... That was such a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. What a sweetheart. Oh, had a charcuterie plate. Not sure how.
Charbouillard. Oh, no.
I mean, it was mostly ectoplasm, but we tried it anyway. Sorry. Just going on my own flight of fancy. Segment four. Why don't we? It's what we planned. So let's. Segment four. It's dating profiles. Don't like being alone? Try dating someone. How do you go about that? Shit if I know. Type up a relationship resume for yourself. Drive around your local Midtown area and fling them willy-nilly into the street. I mean, sounds just as effective as dating sites. But we hella digress. In dating profiles, it's your job to give us the dating profile of the following people, places, or things searching for some kind of connection in this cold, cruel world. Carissa.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. Sorry. Carissa, let's hear your dating profile from the inflated pillow packing material in Amazon packages.
Okay. I need you to imagine a photo of three pillow packaging and three pillow packaging, like a six-pack.
Oh, okay.
Name, pillow packaging, age, 24. I love to travel and am protective of those close to me. Saving the planet through recycling with a tree emoji.
Sure.
Swipe left if you're claustrophobic. Looking for something casual. I'm always on the move. That's it. That's the profile.
Oh, yeah. That's all we need. They're very direct to the point.
I think that six pack will help you decide.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just got it. God damn it. Thank you. Thank you for punctuating that. Otherwise, I would have missed it.
You're like,
I'm very
tired.
What
is she talking
about? I'm sorry. I'm very tired.
Between that and Man Bat, you got a lot of thinkers up your sleeve.
they're just shooting over
my
head.
I am very creative.
They're just whizzing over my head, and I am too
slow. I do improv, okay? This is not my forte.
Oh, no, you're doing great. Don't believe otherwise. Well done. Thank you. They don't have to ramble on forever, Chris. You're doing it right. Well done. Sorry. Firm. Just positive reinforcement. Jacqueline. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Meant to say that earlier. Jacqueline, let's hear your dating profile from a fairy tale villain after the story is over.
Curvy older woman of color, and that color is green. Severe burns. Narrowly avoided death. Love cake and candy, hate little boys and little girls, unless they are well-seasoned and stuffed with cake and candy. Looking for a partner in crime, kidnapping mostly, some light murder when I'm hangry. 6'1 and up only, must be okay with my OnlyFans, no freaks.
Yeah, gotta draw a line somewhere. All right. Do we want to do all of this again so that we've got like a full-length episode?
Second, first. Same as the first.
No, this is great. This is wonderful. We're making up for all those long episodes, the other 399. We just went on and on. Bullshit. It's segment five. And in case you didn't guess by the tone, that's as many as we usually do. So it's the last one.
It's 805.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can we squeeze 25 minutes in?
We're fine. Segment five. It's podcasting. We here at Stab like to think we know a little something about podcasting. What with having done it so long and all. Not successful podcasting, please. But the process of recording things for the potential listening, we've got that nailed. And while we celebrate ourselves today, we thought we'd also cast our weary little eye out to the other potential hidden corners of the podcastosphere in a little segment called Podcast It. In Podcast It, your job is to give us the rundowns or recaps of the podcasts you might hear from these various persons, things, or what have yous on these specific niche subjects. Carissa, let's hear your rundown.
Okay.
Of a little show called Unexpectedly Delightful.
Sure.
I feel like
it's very open-ended. So
yeah. I'll admit, I was a little apprehensive to listen to Unexpectedly Delightful, but it was just as the title says. So I'm going to give you a little synopsis here. The podcast is hosted by a lovely couple, adorable 60-somethings that have been together forever. They put out an episode each week, an hour-long episode, and generally talk about their week, but there's a main overlying subject that they talk about each week, and that is that they choose to go into detail with each other and their listeners about all the poops they've had during their week. And I know that may sound like gross or weird. How do you talk about poop for an hour?
Well,
but it's very sweet, actually. To some, it may be easy. To others, they'd say a 65-year-old man talking about the problems he had. You know, maybe that's not as easy. It's emotional, and it's touching, and I highly recommend listening to their poop podcast, Unexpectedly Delightful.
Oh, that does sound unexpectedly delightful. Oh, just a couple biddies just going on about...
They're shitties.
Yeah.
Damn it, why didn't I think of that?
Oh, just the movements that moved us this week on Unexpectedly Delightful.
Oh. It's wholesome. Wholesome content.
Oh, so wholesome. Carissa, how can people get more Chris Edwards in their lives? Should they so choose such thing?
Second Saturday is at Stab. I'm here all night. One Fall Improv is at 8.
Yeah.
And then Scene Kids is after that at 9. And if you like wrestling, One Fall Improv is wrestling clips that we watch and then do improv based on. Mm-hmm. Scene Kids, the lovely Michelle Petro gets one improviser and one actor. So one person knows their lines and one person doesn't, and they do scenes.
Yeah.
And then after that is Improv Jam.
Oh, yeah. So it's a full night of improv.
Second Saturdays at Stab.
Yeah.
Catch me here.
And then Sundays, we'll have a lot of Chris as well helping out, hopefully.
Yes.
We got
helping
the
host.
Yeah. Duel wrapping up. Cage match will be starting after that. Oh, so much improv. Which means so much, Carissa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well done. I want to be sincere for a second so that you actually know I mean it. Well done. Good job.
Thank you, Jesse.
Jacqueline, before you wrap up this program, is there anywhere nowadays that people can enjoy more Jacqueline Wyon?
Not really. Okay. No. Mostly around here.
Yeah.
Next week I'll probably be running the bar because Corey's on Stab.
Oh, yeah.
And then the week after that, Warm Takes.
Yeah. Right.
And that's about it.
Well, I just have to book you more often so that people can see you more often.
I don't disagree.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Let's make that monthly. all right. Well, Jacqueline, let's wrap up this lightning quick program. This is one that you could listen to while making your own unexpectedly delightful. No, I'm not going to. it's that quick. It's that quick, this episode. Jacqueline, let's hear your recap of your... Shit. Seems very self-serving after how quickly this went and how much we've talked about these sorts of things. But, Jacqueline, that's what we do around here. Let's hear your recap of a highly entertaining but relatively unknown podcast celebrating its 400th episode.
Welcome to the 400th episode of the Crab Comedy Podcast. All crabs, all comedy, all the time.
Yeah.
My name is Jesse Jones, the Crab. And I'm joined with my panel of three crustaceous comedians who were given prompts just 48 hours ago. Panelist number one is a fan favorite and crab regular, Crablin Wyand. Crablin, Crablin, what sort of shenanigans have you been up to? Walking real sideways, pinching, improv class. That is fascinating. Hey, Crablin, write me a topical limerick about sharks. No, too scary.
Oh.
Hey, wasn't yesterday your birthday? No, you're thinking of a different Jesse Jones, probably. Our final round is called reorganization. What does crab mean to you? C-R-A-B, crab. Mm-hmm. Crablin? Crabs rule. Happy birthday. That's our show.
Oh, man.
Why didn't really
we...
good.
Yeah.
What?
Why didn't we just do that?
My best work.
So good. And that was Stab 400. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And, of course, a very special thank you to our incredible panel, Carissa Edwards and Jacqueline Wyan. On behalf of the nearly 200 individuals who have participated in the Stab Show's 400 episode run, we'd like to thank you. If you're a regular listener, or if this was the first time you've heard this big, dumb show of ours. If you want to catch the show live, you can join us in person at Stab Comedy Theater, or tune in live at to Stab TV, Friday nights at 7:30. Or you can enjoy the Stab Show any old time you like via the podcast provider of your choice, be it Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Good Pods app. And that's all we got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, giving you an early invite to join us right back here for episode 1000 in 2036. Good night! Thank you, guys.